Good morning, and thank you for calling customer support. This is Shante. May I please have the email address and the account that you're calling in about?
I think it's tas.s@aol.
T-A-S dot what?
S.
S as in Sam? Okay.
At AOL.
At AOL, okay. Thank you so much for that information. May I have the name that's associated with the account?
Under Ty Surratt.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. I've located an account for propertyrecord.com. I see here that the account has been canceled. Cancellation number 3015665, and I see that it has been refunded. So how can I assist you today, Ms. Surratt?
Well, on 415, you took out 1895. On 415, you took out 1895. On 422, you took out 1895. On 313, you took out 1895. On 213, you took out 1895. You keep taking money out of my account, and I don't even belong to you guys anymore.
Okay, so I'm showing that your account has been refunded as of November 13th, 2020, December 13th, 2020, January 13th, 2021, February 13th, 2021, and March 13th, 2021. I'm showing that you have been refunded for all of those months, and I don't see where you've been charged because the account has been canceled. So I would advise you to contact the – I'm sorry, ma'am. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, no. You need to refund my money on 415, 415, and 422.
Okay, so
I need to
advise you to go ahead and contact your financial institution and confirm that those charges have been refunded back to your account.
They aren't. I can see it on my account right now. I'm looking at my account.
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking at the charges that was refunded back to your account. So the only thing that I can advise you to do, Mr. Red, is to contact your financial institution and have them to confirm it. Okay.
And if you
it is off. You're actually canceled.
Then why
so there are no
charging me.
No, ma'am. If you were still if your account was still live, you'd be charged for April and May, and there are no charges. Your account was canceled.
I know. Well, why do they keep taking money out of my account?
That's why I said contact your financial institution because it's not us.
It's not you?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I do apologize, Mr. Red. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, I'm very frustrated on you.
I can hear, and I do apologize. I want to do everything I can possibly do to rectify any problems or resolve them. That's why I said contact your financial institution, and you would see the same thing that I'm seeing. And if there is, in fact, a problem, please feel free to call us back, and we will do our very best to resolve the problem, okay?
Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Thank you so much. You do. If there's nothing further, I thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day as well.
Thank you.